Our next reading will actually begin with a song, the song from Reverend Burns Stanfield, a Presbyterian minister in Boston.
Walking, walking with you, walking with you is my prayer.
Walking.
Walking, walking with you, walking with you is my prayer.
Singing.
Singing, singing with you, singing with you is my prayer.
And being.
Being, being with you, being with you is my prayer.
From Reverend Dr. Mark Morrison Reed. It is the church that assures us that we are not struggling for justice on our own, but as members of a larger community. The religious community is essential, for alone our vision is too narrow to see all that must be seen, and our strength is too limited to do all that must be done. Together, our vision widens and our strength is renewed.
Back in Massachusetts, where I live, UU Mass Action is a statewide network of Unitarian Universalists working to enact our principles through legislative advocacy. They're one of about 20 legislative groups in different states and regions across the country. In Massachusetts, they've served as a model for effective political collaboration by partnering in a green coalition that a few years ago won legislation in our state allotting $1.4 billion for an energy efficiency plan to bring economic renewal to working class neighborhoods across the state. The money ensures that there will be funds available to retrofit housing in the neighborhoods that could most use those energy savings, and also that there will be funds available to train and hire local residents in those neighborhoods to take the jobs that become available.
Walking. Walking, walking with you, walking with you is my prayer.
Dr. Martin Luther King wrote that, from time immemorial, men have lived by the principle that self-preservation is the first law of life. But this is a false assumption. I would say that other preservation is the first law of life. It is the first law of life precisely because we cannot preserve self without being concerned about preserving other selves. All people are interdependent.
In the last several years, UU congregations across the country have joined in the new sanctuary movement as a way of engaging with the complicated issues of immigration in our country. The new sanctuary movement calls faith communities to stand in support of immigrant families by recognizing our interdependence with the most vulnerable among us. Pledging to be a sanctuary congregation commits a church to working closely with organizations in their community to increase education about immigrant issues and to work together for a more compassionate immigration policy.
Walking. Walking. Walking with you, walking with you is my prayer.
Again from Mark Morrison Reed. The central task of the religious community is to unveil the bonds that bind us each to all. There is a connectedness, a relationship discovered amid the particulars of our own lives and in the lives of others. Once felt, it inspires us to act for justice.
Every year, the Unitarian Universalist Association has an annual meeting where we come together to do the business of the denomination. And to be honest, the business meetings aren't usually all that interesting. But this gathering coming up at the end of June next month in Phoenix, Arizona is going to be very different because legislation that was passed around immigration in Arizona a few years ago had called many to ask for a boycott of the state. And so our denomination had a collective conversation where we talked with immigration organizations on the ground in Phoenix and ended up deciding to go to Phoenix for our assembly, but to have a very different kind of gathering together, to step away from our business as usual and to spend the bulk of our time gathered together as a faith community, educating ourselves and others about immigration issues, about race and class and colonialism in this country, and to spend our time worshiping out in public, protesting and registering voters so that we can lift up our faith into the public sphere and call for a more compassionate immigration policy. Walking.
Walking, walking with you. Walking with you is my prayer.
UUA President Peter Morales tells us, "There's no difference between spiritual values and social action. They're two sides of the same coin. A campaign like Standing on the Side of Love, that's all about the inclusion of the most marginalized, is simply a way in which we can act upon our deepest religious passions."
President Peter Morales was one of 28 Unitarian Universalists arrested for civil disobedience in Arizona on the day that those laws were scheduled to go into effect. He gathered with lay leaders and clergy from all over the country to speak their truth in love about compassion in the immigration issues. That one day of action and even our going to Phoenix for a Justice General Assembly are just two small pieces of a much larger campaign within and beyond our denomination to stand on the side of love. The Standing on the Side of Love campaign calls us to stop being so shy about our values as a people of faith and to work within our community and beyond its borders and barriers to lift up our voice into the public sphere and create the kind of world that we would want to live in. Walking.
Walking. Walking with you. Walking with you is my prayer.
Singing.
Singing. Singing with you. Singing with you is my prayer.
Being.
Being with you, being with you is my prayer.
And walking.
Walking, walking with you, walking with you.
Let us be together in a shared silence.